He is the host of Babbittville, an inductee into both the USA Triathlon Hall of Fame and the Ironman Hall of Fame, and the co-founder of the Challenged Athletes Foundation. It's time for another edition of Talk Story with Bob Babbitt.
Flamingo time. It didn't take him long to figure it out. Tom Sullivan, blind from birth, could hear the murmurs and chuckles as we walked our bike towards transition. The two of us were doing our first ever triathlon together, and my primary responsibility, besides making sure we didn't swim, ride, or run into any solid objects, was to secure a tandem. Tom, the blind guy who was a golfer, shoots in the 80s, had a movie made about his life called If You Can See What I Hear, had been a correspondent for ABC's Good Morning America, sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl, is a sought-after motivational speaker, has completed numerous marathons, would be riding on the back. The sighted guy, whose one claim to fame is that he's been in the sport of triathlon since 1978 and has never, ever improved, and had to scramble at the very last minute to actually find a tandem, is me. I would be on the front. The bike was a 60-pound monstrosity that was coated with rust from top tube to spokes. The tires were cracked, bald, and older than both of us put together. Oh yeah, did I mention that it had a pink plastic flamingo mounted on the front? Which is why people were pointing and laughing. Babbitt, is there a pink flamingo on the front of this thing? Asked Mr. Observant as two friends and I struggled to lift the front wheel high enough to get it into the rack. Why, yes, Tommy, there is, I responded ever so casually. Doesn't everyone have one? That's awesome, screamed the always upbeat Tom. I've never had a seeing eye flamingo before. As we passed people during the bike, yep, once we got that puppy up to speed, that 60-pound hulk could actually really motor. He kept yelling, Flamingo Power! I've learned so many lessons from Tommy over the years. A few months after the triathlon, we were on a much-improved tandem, riding 75 miles in Colorado. I, of course, had no idea where we were, since I am totally directionally challenged. Fortunately, the blind guy in the back did. You'll hit some gravel in a little bit, he said. Take a left at the next street. He was spot on. The only limits we have, Tommy will tell you, are the ones we place on ourselves. We sat down at a local hamburger joint after finishing that first triathlon. Still jazzed from our 3-mile run, 12-mile bike, and 300-yard swim without falling down or taking someone out with our battering ram of a bike, I asked Tommy about growing up blind. In my entire life, I've never met an ugly person, he said, laughing. He spoke about golf, his days as a wrestler, plus acting, writing, and singing. His life was exciting, and he loved it all. As he continued, I finished my burger and fries, but was still hungry. I asked him about the worst part about growing up blind and grabbed a few of his fries off his tray. Hey, they're sitting right there and the guy was blind, right? He'd never miss them. Tommy had a very serious look on his face. The worst part about growing up blind, he said softly, is dealing with jerks who steal your fries. These particular fries were 3 inches from my stealing from a blind guy lips when he exploded in laughter. Gotcha, he screamed. That's payback for putting me on that flamingo bike, Babbitt. Blind? I guess it depends how you define the term.